It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
No, I'm not coming to you from some other state where I don't know what's going on in Oklahoma and in the metro. No, this isn't something that was produced the day before or 3 days before, where I'll be talking about stuff that's irrelevant to what's going on right now. No, this isn't a podcast where you have to sit through 3 hours to get maybe 5 minutes worth of content. This is the real deal, baby. This is it, okay? This is P-R-O, professional radio at its best. I am Lee Matthews, and this is Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And I am coming to you outside on the beautiful campus of UCO. I've always loved this campus. I don't live far from the campus. And back when I was running more often, this for me was one of the perfect places to run because all of the pathways are wide. They're not sparsely populated with people or animals or dogs to chase you. They go all over. They wind around the different places. They're very well landscaped. It's an old campus, so the trees are mature. The maples are in bloom in the fall, and it's just a beautiful campus. And it reminds me a lot of the campus of the school I went to down in the deep south. So that's and it's about the same size in terms of square footage or square mileage as the school I went to was. So it is Lee Matthews coming to you from the campus of UCO, specifically about, about 100 clicks north of Mitchell Hall. Mitchell Hall is the performing arts building. And I remember when I went to the college I went to, our performing arts building was Burke Hall. And because I was majoring in broadcasting, which was basically called broadcasting arts, I was at Burke Hall. So if you went to Burke Hall, they looked at you. The rest of the college looked at you like, oh, you're one of those Burke Hall majors. I see. As though they were smoking upon an imaginary intellectual pipe. Ah, you're into the arts. I see. Yes. Anyway, so we're at Mitchell Hall. Mitchell Hall is right here on the campus and easy to find. It's right across the street from what used to be St. Mary's Church. I think St. Mary's sold the church to UCO when they expanded, and UCO is making it into a religious center. It looks like they're doing some renovations for that. But at any rate, there's plenty of parking in that area right across university from where I'm going to be and from where the lawn of Mitchell Hall is going to be and where the concert in the park is going to be. And this is all the first big event of the many events to come for Liberty Fest 2026. So tonight you're going to hear some great music put on by some great musicians. Some of them will be jazz students. Some of them will be students from UCO. Some of them will be faculty from UCO. Some of them will be students at some of the local schools and some of the high schools, and so will some of the directors be. A good bit of the music is going to be traditional patriotic music. Some of it is going to be played on, like, the music from the early Zusa era, who wrote a lot of the marches that ended up being military marches and military music. Well, a lot of those are going to be played on some of the original instruments. Which is interesting to hear that oompa sound. And so it'll be an education, it'll be entertaining, and it'll be patriotic. Highlands Ice Cream, while it lasts, they're not serving that yet, but they will. And you're free to bring your cooler, you're free to bring your blanket and your strollers. Well-behaved pets, I think they won't frown upon. So it'll all be a good time. I just looked at the forecast before I came and sat down to do my broadcast here at the campus of UCO. And yes, there is some spicy weather headed our way a little later on tonight. We'll get into more of that with the AccuWeather forecast. But I can tell you it has been pushed back. Originally, it looked like it was going to be forming in the west about 6:30 and then in the metro about 7:30. The latest computer prognostications I saw have pushed that back to about 8 o'clock in the west and to about 8:45 in the metro. If there is a problem, they will move everything into Mitchell Hall, which is just a few steps away, and the theater is right there, so they have a setup for both, and all I have to do is get up and go over there, and I'll let you know if they do that in the course of the evening. But it all starts at 7:30, and it's going to be a great way to kick off a whole full week of activities for Liberty Fest 2026 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. My name is Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive. You want to join in the conversation, it's 608-4377, 608-4377, 405, of course. You can also email me to lmatthews@freedom969.com. When I'm on location like this, it's a lot more difficult for me to answer email on site, but I'll do the best I can or try to get back to you by tomorrow. Same with my Facebook and my X profiles, but I'll do the best I can. We've got some things to chat about in the meantime. More court documents from the shooting at Lake Arcadia show exactly what I said. They show exactly what I said this was, and that nobody wanted to admit, and that nobody, and only one news source earlier today when I was reading through all of this material, only one news source was willing to, and it's in the police report. Gang activity is in the police report, so there's no need to not report it. Why has the corporate-owned television stations in our area not reporting that it is gang activity? I understand why the mayors of Edmond and Oklahoma City are unwilling to admit that it's gang activity. I understand all of the police chief, all of them. I get that. You don't want to admit on camera and to the public that there's a chance your community may be unsafe. I get that. I don't get why a news organization that is supposed to be reporting the facts has tap danced around this issue. Well, you know what? I do get it. I do get it. To suggest that it is gang related, they think, implies racism. Because most gangs are racially segregated, whether it's all black or all Hispanic. You don't see a lot of whites involved in street gangs. And that's the difference between editing your news for style and editing your news for fact. Because if it is gang related, it should be stated that it's gang related. That's why they love to. That's why they love to spout off all of these facts and figures when it comes to gun violence. Oh, gun violence is up. It's never been higher than it is now. Well, if you get rid of gang violence, you get rid of most of the gun violence. Oh, you can't do that. That's racist. That's like saying get rid of all the crimes committed by black people and you wouldn't have any crime. Well, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Yeah, blacks and Hispanics that are members of gangs. I can't help it that they're members of gangs. I can't help it that it's the gangs that's doing most of the violence. Anyway, that's a whole tirade I could go on for 3 hours on, and I don't want to. Because today's going to be a nice day, and it's going to be a great concert in the park here at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, where Lee Matthews, I am broadcasting live on location. I had this question last week, and it's been kind of gnawing at me. Why are so many data centers wanting to come to small towns? And my first thought was, okay, small towns generally have more property available. And when these data centers come to town, they need a lot of property. And then my thought was, maybe they also want the tax base that they will get from these data centers because it'll be good for the commerce of the particular community that they come to. I mean, who cares about the water and the power that it might drain if you're going to get all this tax money? But then I did a little more digging in the last couple of days, and I found something else. And I wanted to share that with you, and I will later in the program on Freedom 96.9. How data center developers are wooing small towns to allow them to come in and start developing. And this has been confirmed again and again with listeners to this program. 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, or either last week, maybe, I had a call from a woman whose parents live in the Childress, Dumas, Texas area. And there's not much out there. There's agriculture, there's ranching, but there's a lot of property. And enormous data centers are being constructed out there because the Childress and Dumas areas have got nothing to lose. They've got all this ranch land. A lot of it's not being used because ranching is down. Ranching is down because of drought. And if you can't afford to keep the cows alive, you got to either sell them or kill them. And that's what they've had to do. And many ranchers just completely pulled up stakes and said to hell with it. So there's a lot of property out there. Well, here came all these developers who wooed the Dumas and Childress, Texas city planners. Hey, we can build this data center here, and look how much it'll give you in terms of tax revenue and infrastructure and jobs. And they said, sure, please come build. And so they did. And they started building. Well, nobody anticipated that. Where are we going to put all these people who have to live here while they're building this? This isn't going to be a 3-week project. It's going to be maybe a 3-year project to build these data centers. So we've got to have place to put all of these people to live here while they're working and building this. Okay, so there's that problem. Second problem, where are we going to feed all these people? Because, you know, we have only one or two cafes in the whole town, and they're always full with these people coming in to eat. The cafes are having trouble keeping up with all of the supplies they need to feed these people. The grocery stores in town, the shelves are always bare because there's three times as many people in town than there usually are. What do we do about that? Traffic on the streets. I mean, there's two or three highways and then the rest are gravel roads. What do we do about that? Oh, and that's the other thing. We don't have a lot of traffic, so there's not a lot of traffic lights, a lot of stop signs. And those get bogged down because of the extra traffic. Somebody's got to produce all the concrete. We don't have a local concrete producer that can do it. So, I mean, all of these things are coming to light in Childress, Texas, and Dumas, Texas. And they will come to light in Oklahoma if we're not careful. So that's why I again say we need to be concerned, but not hysterical when it comes to data centers. Anyway, how data center developers are wooing small towns, coming up on Freedom 96.9. Another lawsuit against State Farm regarding hail claims. Your thoughts on that? And I'm kicking off Liberty Fest at the Concert in the Park on the lawn of Mitchell Hall on the campus of UCO. And I'd love to have to see you either here, stop by on your way home from work, or give us a call at 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I'll get into that data from the mass. It's not data. I hate to say data. More information on the shooting at Lake Arcadia coming up on Freedom 96.9 and your calls to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Happy Liberty Fest 2026. It all kicks off tonight with a concert in the park on the campus of UCO. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. A lot of great classic cars making it over Route 66 these days, and that's because of the 100th anniversary of Route 66 and the big celebration that we are in the midst of right now with Lee Matthews at the concert in the park on Freedom 96.9. That's where Frontier Auto comes in. Frontier Automotive Group. They are on Route 66, and they sell each and every one of the types of cars that have been driving on Route 66 ever since there was a Route 66, whether it's Jeep, Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, or Chevrolet. Get yourself a Chevrolet and see the USA thanks to Frontier Auto Group. Give them a call, 262-3355. Yes, that's in the 405 area code. Where else would it be? FrontierMotor.net, their website, and they still do it the old-fashioned way. Check what's going on in your car for free, whether it's a check engine light, low type tire pressure, weak battery. In fact, if the tire pressure is low, they will blow them up themselves. That's how skilled they are. Whether your AC is not cold enough, they'll take care of that. If it's too cold, they'll tell you what's wrong with you. Complaining that it's too cold? Who complains that the air conditioning is too cold in their car? Does anybody? Weak battery or any of those other good things. Family-oriented Frontier Auto Group on El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. And a very happy Independence Day from Frontier Auto Group.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmar SA425 Tractor Package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Lots of headlines and lots of news. It's my job to get you through it so you know what's going on. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live right here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. And as always, as the breaking news happens, I will give it to you live. So stick around and tune in 11 to 2 weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9.
Live at the Concert in the Park, it's Lee Matthews, campus of UCO. I'm just north of Mitchell Hall and the neutral ground in between Mitchell Hall and the administration building is where this setup is going to be. And they're going to be playing traditional patriotic music. There's going to be free ice cream from Highland Dairy. All kinds of other goodies as well. Your coolers are welcome. Your strollers are welcome. You're welcome to bring a blanket if you want. Right now, I got a nice little breeze coming out of the west. And I just took another look at the prognostication as far as the computer was concerned. And it looks like Metro's not going to see anything till 8:45, 9 o'clock. The concert starts at 7:30. So a lot of it will be finishing up about then, which means it'll be a good night for and the temperature will be nice as well for the concert in the park. And this is the first official event of Liberty Fest 2026, which is why I'm here. Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. This weekend, Liberty Fest Rodeo will be taking place at Carl Benny Arena. That'll be Saturday and Sunday. The car show and park fest will be on Sunday, 8 to noon at the at Hafer Park. That is also where Liberty Jazz Fest is going to be at Stevenson Park. And then the Liberty Sprint takes place 8 a.m. on Saturday at Mitch Park. So lots of things going on. this weekend in relation to Liberty Fest on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Johnny calling in from where, if anywhere, Johnny?
Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, I was the data centers. I was curious. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that the water that they take the one-time fill and that's it. And then I thought there was the thing for the electricity that they have to provide their own power.
Yes, on both accounts. Yes, on both accounts. Everybody freaks out when they see, oh, we need 76,000 gallons of water. Well, they build a reservoir and they recycle that water. And then the power grid, they either back it up in high demand hours with their own generation, or they back it up at night when everybody's asleep. Okay. Yeah.
And also the small towns, you was talking about the cafes and the grocery stores and all that,
yeah,
running out of groceries and stuff. Isn't that good business?
I think it is good. I think it is good business. You know, when I was talking to this woman who was, she's originally from Childress and Dumas and that area over in West Texas. And I said, well, I mean, sounds to me like some enterprising grocery store in Amarillo needs to get its stuff together and go rent a temporary building and haul it out there and start regular inventories out that way and open up a temporary grocery store. That was what I would do.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Good profit for local business.
Yeah, I mean, if that were as serious a problem as they were making it out to be, don't you think that a Crest Foods or something along those lines, a Homeland, would quickly say, "Hey, here's an opportunity. Even if we have to sell it out of the back of the semi, it's an opportunity."
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's the way I would look at it. All right, appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Johnny. No, that's all part of the deal. It is part of the deal. But the question initially was, okay, why so many of these small towns? Well, that's by design. These developers who are building these, they know exactly what buttons to push. They know exactly how to word what it is they want to do and how they want to do it. And that's how they do it. And I'll get into some of those steps coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Yesterday, I talked about the county commissioners voting upon a sales tax to build the jail. That was worded at the time as though it was a fait accompli, as though it was a done deal. What I have found out since, this was the initiative of only one county commissioner. And the rest of the county commission was so against it, it didn't even come up for a vote. I'll give you the background on that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. They're still optimistic about putting it on a ballot at some point, but... And then more information out about the shooting out at Lake Arcadia. I've got more on that coming up. That is a big, juicy What Did I Tell You moment on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, L. Matthews at freedom969.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The FBI warns advanced drone technology could increase security risks in the United States, prompting heightened monitoring and prevention efforts. Americans are weighing in on a variety of international and national issues in a Quinnipiac poll.
The latest poll shows 59% of voters lack confidence that a deal between the United States and Iran will work out, with 45% of voters saying we're in a weaker position now than before taking military action. Another 48% of voters, nearly half, think the U.S. is too supportive of Israel, including a majority of independent voters. Meantime, on the home front, 38% of voters approve of President Trump's job. It all comes as two-thirds of voters say they would support banning social media apps for kids under the age of 16. I'm Natalie Migliori.
A new museum beneath the Lincoln Memorial is opening to the public, showcasing historic documents and exhibits on American history. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
Oilfield work helps power Oklahoma, but when safety is ignored,
The consequences can be devastating. We have all seen the stories, explosions, flash fires, workers suffering severe burn injuries in just seconds. Many of those incidents are not just accidents, they are preventable. Sometimes equipment is not maintained. Sometimes safety rules are ignored. Sometimes companies push production over protection. Burn injuries can change a life forever. The surgeries, the recovery, the time away from work can last months or even years. If you or someone you love has been seriously burned or injured in an oil field accident, make sure someone is standing up for you. These cases are complex and often involve multiple companies. Talk to a lawyer who knows how to investigate what really happened and hold the responsible parties accountable.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A man has been arrested after an officer-involved shooting that occurred Tuesday in northwest Oklahoma City. Police say officers responding to reports of gunfire near Northwest 10th encountered 32-year-old Demetrius Wine, armed with a pistol. Investigators say Wine pointed the weapon at an officer who then fired. Wine barricaded himself inside an apartment for about 2 hours before surrendering. Authorities say he wasn't hit by the gunfire. He was arrested on firearm and drug charges. A former Arby's manager in Broken Bow is facing a felony charge after allegedly spitting into a customer's food. Investigators say 38-year-old Amanda Hendricks was captured on video putting saliva into a sandwich while working the drive-thru. Hendricks was booked into the McCurtain County Jail Sunday, charged with poisoning food with intent to injure. No injuries have been reported, and the case remains under investigation. 8 Oklahoma hospitals are among more than 500 nationwide receiving federal warning letters over hospital price transparency requirements. Regulators say hospitals must publicly post pricing information and provide cost estimates for common services. Federal officials say enforcement efforts will continue. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Continuing to broadcast from UCO's Mitchell Hall lawn, it's the Concert in the Park, and it kicks off tonight on Freedom 96.9, part of Liberty Fest 2026, and it's the official kickoff of all of the Liberty Fest festivities on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions with a gusty thunderstorm making for cloudy and humid weather. Thunderstorms may bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail, and flooding downpours. The low will be 71. Moving on to tomorrow, it will start off breezy in the morning. The day will be mostly cloudy and humid with widely separated thunderstorms. The high will reach 89. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy and humid conditions. The evening will be cloudy with a chance of a strong thunderstorm in some areas, then becoming partly cloudy later on. The low will be 74. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Coming to you live from the very first big event of Liberty Fest 2026, and that is the concert in the park. No, it hasn't started yet, not till 7:30 tonight, but we just checked and double-checked our weather, which looks like it's not going to be, it's going to be coming here, but it's going to be coming a little later tonight. Now, in the west, what I'm seeing is 8:45, maybe 9 o'clock, and then in the metro, 9:30, something along those lines. So what that means is that the concert in the park is on, and it's here in the lawn of Mitchell Hall, right next to Mitchell Hall at the campus of UCO in Edmond. So we'd love to see you out here. It's a free event. Just come, bring the kids. It's a family-friendly event. Ice cream. It's an old-fashioned. I mean, we don't have a gazebo for a band to play like you would see in one of those turn-of-the-century movies. But in the good old summertime. But we do have the lawn. And the music from various local orchestras and bands and alumni all here to perform and get us in the patriotic spirit. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So yesterday I was talking about how the county commission was leaning towards a sales tax. Today I found out at that meeting, and the meeting was yesterday afternoon, about the time I was on the air, Oklahoma County Commissioners rejected the proposal to fund the new county jail through a sales tax, citing confusion over its legal qualifications for an August ballot, but they hope to bring the measure to voters maybe in November. The motion died for lack of a second, said Commissioner Brian Maughan. You know what that means to me? That means, okay, you know, to bring up a motion like that, you have to have someone say, I move, blah, 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 blah. And then the chairman or whoever's presiding over the meeting will say, do I have a second? Nobody seconded the motion, which means it didn't go any further than that. Interim County Commissioner Paul Foster, District 3, he explained that the background for the proposal Commissioner Lowe had presented back in January, 5/8 cent sales tax. But after they ran the numbers over months with bond counsel and everyone else, they figured out 0.5 cent would work just fine for us instead of almost a full cent. Despite Foster's calculations, other commissioners expressed concerns about the timing and the legalities of the proposal. And so it became pretty apparent they needed to further vet the whole idea. One commissioner indicated they were out of time, and one says they weren't. So it looks like it died before it even got going. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Howard is in Watonga.
Hey, Liberty Lee at Liberty Fest. How you doing?
Yes, I like that.
No, it's fantastic. So I was 7 years old when the bicentennial happened, and now it's 50 years later. So it's our 200... It's our 250th anniversary.
Yes, yes. So, semi-sesquicentennial, I think that's what you're supposed to call it.
Ah, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so Eric Erickson was talking about all the wins that Trump got in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
The Second Amendment went out in Hawaii.
Let me get that real quick. I was going to do that a little bit later on, but that's we can hit
oh,
on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lee. I'm sorry.
No. It's all right. It's all right. You know, it's just a framework, and I can move. That's the beauty of radio. You can move things around all you want. But so let's see. SCOTUS, between yesterday and today, SCOTUS gave Trump a whole bunch of victories. And there really, there's no other way to look at it. Okay, on immigration, two major immigration victories were announced this morning. The first one held that immigrants who are turned away at the border before entering the United States are not entitled to apply for asylum. All right, so that's what was happening, and you understand that, Howard. People were,
yeah,
I want to come. I'm being oppressed in my homeland. No, you can't because. You're not being oppressed in your homeland. Well, then I want to declare political asylum. And then they were allowed to come in. Turns out, no, you can't. Well, you can't do that and get temporary protected status. So the Supreme Court said, no, You can't do that.
And did they go? Did they go along the liberal versus conservative lines as well?
Yeah, they did. They did.
It was like a 6-3 thing, right?
It was a 6-3. Sotomayor was one of the ones that were like, well, I mean, if we do this, then that means we can just turn anybody away. Exactly.
I mean, how did she even get on the court? I mean, that's unbelievable. You would, I mean, with all due respect, Lee, I think that you would make a much better Supreme Court justice than her.
I
You would make an excellent Supreme Court justice. You know the Constitution.
I know the Constitution. I mean, I don't know some of the writs that they were talking about. You know,
but the legal precedents, you're right, you know, they say that, you know, it's a long, you know, it's, I don't care, I don't want to get into it, because if I say something, I might, you know, make somebody angry, but...
Yeah.
Who was writing the main thesis on the decisions?
That was Alito, Samuel Alito.
Alito, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a conservative justice, yeah?
Yes.
But he's kind of like a good solid conservative justice as opposed to Roberts, right? Where Roberts dropped the ball on Obamacare, if you will.
Yeah. It was Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Jackson that dissented on that decision.
And by the way, Lee, aren't they going to do some more? I think Eric said that they're going to do some more early next week as well.
Yes. I didn't know if they were taking next week off or if their vacation started like, you know, July 1. So it'll be a Tuesday or a Thursday that they make the announcements. They still haven't given us their ruling on birthright citizenship and presidential powers.
Can you elaborate just a little bit on the Second Amendment thing that happened in Hawaii? Just a little bit on that, just to educate people on that.
All right. Here's what was happening in Hawaii. Now, Hawaii is an on-fire blue state, if you didn't know.
They have
been trying to restrict as many guns as they can. Well, they do have a concessionary permit process.
Okay.
Somebody was had a concealed carry permit and walked into a store that was a gun-free zone. And I don't know what happened. Somehow the owner of the store found out that the person who was shopping in the store had a gun, even though it was concealed, and said, no, you can't have that in here. Get out. Now, were they being provoked by a Second Amendment activist? Very possibly. And that would be fine with me if that's where the case. But anyway, the ruling is that even if you are a business that does not allow guns, you cannot revoke somebody's concealed carry. If somebody's got a legal means by which they can carry a gun, you cannot deny that legal means, even if you are a state or a county or a city or anything that wants to restrict somebody's gun rights. You can't do that. Now, if they don't have the permit, that's another matter.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and your state, and you are a state that doesn't have open carry. Now, you can't do it in Oklahoma because we have open carry. The only thing you're guilty of is trespassing. If they don't want you in there, they can say, get out of here, or I'm going to get you cited for trespassing.
Unbelievable. So that's a huge win, right? So now they can carry their weapon regardless of the signs, and they can carry it. Because they said, Eric said that in Hawaii there was a huge swath of land on the island that basically was a gun-free zone, if you will.
Yes.
So you, no matter what, if you had a concealed carry, you were still violating the law.
Yes. According to those people, yes. And that was what was happening. This guy.
But they were actually violating the Second Amendment, right?
They were, yes. So the federal law has overruled the state law of Hawaii and basically told Hawaii, you can't do this. Now, this is what's more important. This is what's more important, Howard, than what's going on in little bitty old Hawaii. And I've been to Hawaii twice. It's a beautiful state. I would never want to live there. It is too on fire liberal. And the reason it's on fire liberal is that the government has to do so much for the native peoples because they can't do for themselves because it's too expensive to live there. So the natives are really, really poor because they can't. I mean, all the land is so expensive. They can't afford to live on it. They can't afford to farm it. They can't afford anything. So they have to have the state government taking care of them. And so that's why they are bluest of blue. They They have more entitlements than any other state.
They're bluer than California.
They are bluer than California. They really, really are. But they're smaller in landmass than California. At any rate, I didn't mean to get into all that. What I did want to emphasize was other states like Vermont or Maryland, who have these idiotic, Illinois, who have these idiotic gun laws, now they are not going to be able to do the same thing. They're not going to be able to deny somebody a concealed carry permit from carrying their weapon anywhere.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. That's a great win for the Second Amendment today.
Right. That's more important than it actually having anything to do with Hawaii, because I don't care about Hawaii. Okay, if Hawaii doesn't allow your gun, I'm not going to bring my gun to Hawaii. I'm just not going to go to Hawaii anymore. I've been there twice already. I'll need to go again. But what I'm saying is the precedent has been set. The legal precedent has been set. And sometimes that's more important from the Supreme Court than the actual decision itself.
You know, I don't understand why our liberal folks in this country are, I'm sorry, the left-leaning folks are so afraid of freedom. They're so afraid of a tool that's been part of our heritage and our culture for the very day one. They're so afraid of an educated populace and a citizenry having their Second Amendment rights. I've never seen this before. This is crazy, but
well, it's because guns are evil. Yeah. Guns are evil, and the only people who should have guns are the people who are trained to handle them. And the people who are trained to handle them, even they should not be able to carry them around.
But do you know there's the statistics show that murders are committed by blunt objects more than guns?
Yes.
You know, like crowbars and hammers and all that kind of stuff. Guns are very rarely, I mean, they are used in the commission of crimes.
The native Hawaiian peoples have a huge knife that they used to use to cut sugarcane and bamboo. It is huge. It's got a long handle, about 6 foot long, and then the blade itself is about 3 feet long. Okay, so it's like a huge machete. And you're telling me that's not a dangerous assault weapon?
Absolutely. That's like a, you know, it's a Bowie knife on steroids, you know?
Exactly.
So I'm with you 1,000%, you know, I just, you know, they're tools and you can't, you know, it's the person behind the tool that's using it with their intent and not the tool itself. And thank you, Lee, for educating us on that Second Amendment decision today. It's a huge thing for the United States. Another great day. You know, under Trump, they've gotten a lot of wins. I just hope that we don't swing back to the left in the midterms. I hope we got good news on that front.
I don't think we will. We need to see, and that's why the birthright citizenship is so important. That's why the SAVE Act is so important. And that's why. There's one more ruling I didn't announce. There were two immigration rulings handed down today by the Supreme Court. So the first one was, if you're turned away at the border as a migrant, you cannot claim asylum. The second case ruled that a Haitian and Syrian national in the United States with temporary protected status could not receive judicial relief postponing the revocation of their status while they challenged the Trump administration's efforts to revoke it in court. Okay, I know that sounds complicated. These were two immigrants who had temporary status.
Yeah.
It could have been, okay, they're Haitian, they're Syrian, they're here under the protection of the United States. They've been given political asylum, but they cannot then turn around and get judicial relief to postpone that revoke. In other words, if we wanted to revoked a bunch of Haitians' political asylum because things have calmed down in Haiti. We no longer are considering people from Syria political, not giving them political asylum because everything settled down in Syria.
So they were trying
to sue to pause that revocation. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't. I'm sorry. Your status, because you are no longer there, your country's no longer at war. You're no longer in danger. If you go back to your country, you no longer can be given political asylum.
And therefore, it's time for them to go home.
Exactly. Yep. If their temporary status has been revoked, got to go. So that's the other thing that happened that was handed.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you again for educating us on these decisions. And have a great day. I'm heading back to Watonga. And have a great time at Liberty Fest, Lee. Thank you so much.
Liberty Fest kicking off tonight at the grounds of UCO. I'm on the campus. I'm adjacent, just north of Mitchell Hall. And Mitchell Hall is where, that's the Performing Arts Hall. But this is where the concert in the park is going to take place tonight at 7:30. They're setting up the flags right now. 7:30 is when the concert's going to start. Traditional patriotic music. The weather looks like it's going to hold off right now. I'm looking at blue skies and a light breeze out of the northwest. So we're getting set for what's going to be the first big event of Liberty Fest 2020. I'm Lee Matthews coming to you live. 405-608-4377. What do you think of the Supreme Court rulings that were handed down today? I'll get into more details about that. The county commission didn't even get to a vote on raising the sales tax. So that's dead for now. Your thoughts on that? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I just found out I get to have my very first MRI. Yay me. Honestly, I've been having some neck problems for about 4 weeks. At first, I thought it was a pulled muscle, and it just didn't get any better. So first thing I had to do was contact my insurance company, and then I did wait to be approved, which all that happened, thank goodness. I'm only now realizing at some point I'm hoping it'll be a lot easier when you have to have something like that done through Medicare. Don't we all? If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, mail, texts, and it isn't because of the election. It isn't because of the big holiday coming up. No, it's about Medicare and signing up for Medicare, and I can make life a lot easier on you and getting your Medicare at the same time by calling one number. That's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. The team at the Well-Preserved Auto Group will put together the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. We'll put together a plan that'll work for you. I got to stop myself from saying that. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. And a happy Independence Day from the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from Fly By Night Roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
When your truck is down, every minute matters. Delays can impact schedules, customers, and your bottom line. At P&M Truck Repair, we specialize exclusively in diesel repair for semi-trucks and trailers. Whether you need fleet maintenance, preventative maintenance services, engine repairs, DOT inspections, truck washes, or trailer washouts, our experienced diesel specialists are ready to get you back on the road quickly and efficiently. Don't let unexpected downtime keep your truck parked. Trust the team that understands the trucking industry and the importance of keeping your truck on the road. Call P&M Truck Repair today at 405-551-3320. P&M Truck Repair, built for working drivers.
Are you a wellhead hand or a rig floor hand? Ready to work closer to home? J&W Services, a wellhead manufacturer and service company, is hiring local field service technicians right here in western Oklahoma. Good pay, home most nights, and a winning team. If you got wellhead or rig floor experience, we want to talk. Apply at jnwservices.com/careers. That's jnwservices.com/careers. Or call 432-687-0515. That's 432-687-0515. J&W Services, hard work, wellheads, close to home.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brobeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your TGIF Friday morning, it's First Responder Friday, and we're talking fireworks, everything you need to know to celebrate the 4th, plus all the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept, and your calls and comments, and your dad joke of the day. It all happens starting Friday at 7 on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Look at him over there. Eric Tapia walking around with a shovel, barking orders like a civil engineer.
Hey, you. You over there. Go pick up this flag and go over here. You over there. What are you doing?
I'm just doing the radio broadcast.
Well, go get us some hamburgers while you're at it.
Ah. It's Lee Matthews at the Drive. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I'm live at the concert in the park. They're getting set up. The whole show's going to start at 7:30. It's looking good. The weather's going to hold off, it looks like, mostly to the night. Yeah, don't get me wrong. The weather is going to be severe. Most of it is going to be to the north of the metro, but Ponca City, Enid, you're in line to get some more spicy stuff. So do be weather aware for that. In the metro, we're not going to get the spicy stuff till later on. So I don't want to make it sound like nothing's going to happen, but I do want you to know that the weather is going to hold off for the concert in the park here in Edmond, and kicking off the official start of Liberty Fest 2026. Then this weekend, it's the Liberty Fest Rodeo. That is tomorrow and Saturday at the Carl Benny Arena. The car show and Park Fest is going on Sunday at Hafer Park. Stevenson Park, Liberty Jazz Fest on Sunday. And then Mitch Park, the big Liberty Sprint, which I was supposed to be running in. Unfortunately, I've had an ankle problem. I've had to back off a little bit on that. Because then I'll be in trouble. But 405-608-4377, and it all starts tonight on the campus of UCO on Freedom 96.9. John in Oklahoma City.
Ponca City, almost.
Ah, hello, John in Ponca City. Good to hear from you.
Well, there's a couple of Johns from Oklahoma City that call. I know I listen.
There are, yeah. I had to take a guess.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun in Edmond. I wish I could have joined you. And I met Eric Erickson in Tulsa several years ago when he was there. But I was like, I could beat both of them. But, well, I disagree with him a little more than I do with you. But, hey, yeah, I figure that's what makes a conservative. If we agree on everything, then one of us isn't thinking.
Well, that's what I say, you know, and then there are conservatives that I don't agree with on everything, but usually it's something minor, and it's never enough to make me want to get up and leave the room.
Right. It's something we can work out. It's not like a life or death issue. The Democrats are the opposite. There's no thinking involved. They just do what they're told.
Well, even that is starting to see some cracking. I'm seeing the Democrat of Democrats say something today. I never thought I'd hear him say. And we'll get into that. We're running out of time, but go ahead and make your other points before we do.
Okay, they're crumbling, but that's why we need to come together, but that's a whole other issue. But Supreme Court, Justice Alito, the reason why he writes the way he is because he's an originalist.
Mm-hmm.
He goes by what the Founding Fathers intended. That is because of Antonin Scalia.
Oh, that's right.
Antonin Scalia got me through con law, too, because I was so mad when I read those opinions. But his dissent in that is what, it was my survival medicine for it. But he's traditionalist, and he says, hey, it's original intent. We're rule of law, not rule of men. This is what they intended. This is what they wanted. And the gun ruling and the immigrant ruling, all of that is in line with that. It's exactly in line with what the Founding Fathers intended. And that's the whole point. That's why Alito, he and Thomas are the two heroes in the court right now. But
all right, John, but thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9 Live.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A woman hospitalized after an early morning house fire in northeast Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
Trump is defending his decision not to sign the bipartisan housing bill.
The president spoke from the Oval Office.
I made billions of dollars with housing. I know housing better than anybody, maybe anywhere. It's all about the interest rate. Lower the interest rates, you can have all the housing you want.
The bill, meant to help buyers with the goal of lowering prices, sailed through the House and Senate and was set to be signed by Trump on Wednesday. Trump canceled the signing, boasting that he won't sign it until the Save America Act voting ID bill gets passed. Later in the day, Trump seemed to downplay the bill, saying all that's needed is to lower interest rates. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The United Nations is evacuating thousands of sailors stranded in the Strait of Hormuz.
The UN's International Maritime Organization releasing a statement Tuesday saying it's begun evacuating more than 11,000 sailors who've been stuck in the waterway since the U.S. and Israel began their attacks on Iran in February. The IMO reports there are between 500 and 600 ships stranded. The statement also says the evacuations are being carried out in close cooperation with the U.S., Iran, and other coastal states in the region. It also noted the organization has secured the necessary safety guarantees and has thoroughly verified the conditions for safe navigation. In New York, I'm Liz Warner.
Fire survivors now have more time to rebuild their lives.
Survivors of the Eaton and Palisades fires will be able to continue receiving federal housing assistance through July 9th of next year under an extension just approved by FEMA. Renters also got a three-month extension through October 9th. Some 35,000 households are getting the help, with more than $177 million already awarded. Federal officials cited the ongoing challenges that people are dealing with as they try to rebuild, including unresolved insurance claims, underinsured homes, and housing and contractor shortages as reasons the extensions were needed. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
A closed door.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A woman was hospitalized after an early morning house fire in northeast Oklahoma City. Firefighters responded to a home near Northeast 13th of Missouri, finding the woman suffering from possible smoke inhalation upon their arrival. The fire was contained to a back bedroom and quickly extinguished. The woman was treated at the scene and then transported to OU Health for further treatment. No other injuries were reported, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Well, more than a dozen businesses remain closed at Owosso's Cornerstone Shopping Center after methane gas was discovered leaking beneath the property. The center was evacuated last week after what was initially reported as a gas leak. Officials say crews continue working to safely remove the methane and monitor air quality moving forward. The shopping center must record several days of safe air readings before reopening to the public. No timeline for that reopening has been announced. Oklahoma County commissioners are considering a proposed half-cent sales tax that would primarily fund the county's new jail project. Most of that revenue would go toward jail construction, operations, and maintenance costs. The proposal could eventually be placed before voters, with commissioners expected to continue discussions into the week. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Liberty Fest 2026 officially kicks off the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And we're starting tonight with a concert in the park at UCO's Mitchell Hall Lawn. Park across the street from the campus and walk the short distance to the lawn where you can hear all the great music tonight. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and I'm Lee Matthews.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions with a gusty thunderstorm making for cloudy and humid weather. Thunderstorms may bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail and flooding downpours. The low will be 71. Moving on to tomorrow, it will start off breezy in the morning. The day will be mostly cloudy and humid with widely separated thunderstorms. The high will reach 89. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy and humid conditions. The evening will be cloudy with a chance of a strong thunderstorm in some areas, then becoming partly cloudy later on. The low will be 74. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
In America, freedom comes with a price. It requires effort, sacrifice, and respect for the laws of our great nation. It means protecting human life and defending it against threats, both inside and outside our borders. At Freedom 96.9, we believe the price of freedom is worth paying. That's why we broadcast it every day with 100,000 watts of power. So, set a button and tell a friend about Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Coming to you live on the campus of UCO, Liberty Fest is about to officially start for 2026 with the concert in the park. And there's all kinds of other festivities that are going on this weekend and next weekend as well. You can call the same lines, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and join in the conversation. We had some SCOTUS decisions that were handed down today, Supreme Court decisions. What do you think? And what did I tell you? New filed court documents about the shooting in Lake Arcadia last weekend. Exactly what I said they were. Gang-related. It's in the police report. Why is that not being reported? I'll tell you. You can tell me what you think at 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Eric Tapia is with us, and he is with one. He's one of the you're one of the chairman of Liberty Fest.
Yes, the head honcho president.
You are here. Yes. Well, here you are. You're getting ready for the big concert in the park. Do you have an idea about some of the stuff we're going to hear tonight?
Yeah, so we're going to just hear a whole suite of, you know, patriotic tunes, the big band kind of atmosphere here. It's going to be a great salute of, you know, the Washington Post march to, you know, the Star Spangled Banner, all of the, one of the exciting things we're going to have tonight, along with our salute to every branch of the military, we're going to have each of the flags here this year, so we're excited to do that, kind of jazzing it up and all that type of stuff.
Starts at 7:30, by the way, so as you can hear, they're starting to set up, so there's plenty of time for you to get home and get settled. Coolers are welcome, strollers are welcome.
Yep. Coolers, strollers, welcome. Bring your lawn chairs right out here just north of Mitchell Hall at UCO. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be beautiful weather, and we're going to celebrate the United States.
Right now, plenty of parking across the street, across university. I don't know how much longer that's going to last.
Well, we have several hundred people who come out every year, but, you know, south of Mitchell Hall, there's space down there as well. If anybody wants to park there, parking on campus is open.
It's open. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the thing that everybody's worried about. Oh, no, am I going to get a ticket? Because the signs say we're going to get a ticket.
We have good parking here with Liberty Fest. So,
How are the other events going, too? Because we got a lot this weekend.
You know, we're gearing up for tomorrow night starts our rodeo. I know you all will be out there. Mm-hmm. That's at 8 p.m. at the Carl Benny Arena. Then Saturday, we have four events on the same day, our car show, our 5K, our jazz fest, and then also another night of rodeo. So we're really excited for that. And then Sunday's our Exploration Edmond, which is a scavenger hunt throughout the city of Edmond. So bring your family for that because, you know, Liberty Fest is family fun festivals. That just bring everybody together.
And just about every park, there's going to be something. So Mitch Park is going to be the sprint Sunday.
Saturday. Mitch Park will have something going on. Hafer Park will have something going on. Stevenson Park will have something going on. And then the arena.
Yeah.
We're using every facility possible.
That's nothing with that. The parade is always one of your big things. How's that going?
It's going well. You know, we've automated a lot of things this year, which make it a lot easier, better for the participants, all that kind of stuff. We have almost 130 entries this year, so it's one of our bigger parades.
It's the most you've had in a while.
Yeah, it's quality. Yeah. Quality is the most important thing with our parade, trying to keep it well and all that. And, you know, we're excited this year to have a Veteran of the Year. It's something we're introducing this year with Liberty Fest is honoring a veteran every year who's not only been a veteran, but also served their community at home through volunteerism, which is a big part of Liberty Fest since we're all volunteer-ran. And that is Buford Ford, a Korean War veteran. So,
excellent work. Well, we're going to have a good concert tonight. Thanks for stopping by.
Great. Thank you so much.
Might talk to you again throughout the course of the evening because we still have a lot of time before everything gets going. Free ice cream from Highland Dairy. What else? We've got some stuff from Crest.
Crest Water and
Highlands supplying the ice cream, Crest supplying the water, so that we do have some stuff for you to sip on if you don't want to bring your own, but you can bring your own and a quilt. And then we're going to hear some great music tonight from not just high school students, but some of the alum, and it's all patriotic. Concert in the Park, just north of Mitchell Hall on the campus of UCO. It's Lee Matthews live on location at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Did you see where Trump was pissed? He's seen the oil price come way down, but he hasn't seen gas prices come down. And he's like, all right, oil companies, I'm doing you a big favor. You can't drill or refine fast enough, yet you're not lowering prices. What's the deal? That's what I like, a president that watches out for us and our finances. And that's where Maguire Capital comes in. They'll watch out for your finances, too, no matter what shape they're in, whether it's $500 or $5 million. And if you are like me and you've been raising a nest egg since the day you started working, and the day to cash in on that nest egg is coming soon, and you want it to be in the best shape possible, here's the number to call, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863. Yeah, oil prices go up and go down, and so does the market. But Michael Maguire of Maguire Capital is there to watch over you and watch over your finances. And they also talk about it every Saturday on their show, 10 A to 1 P, The Bull and Bear Show. Check it out this weekend, 405-760-5863, Maguire Capital, MaguireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto.
Are you a wellhead hand or a rig forehand ready to work closer to home? J&W Services, a wellhead manufacturer and service company, is hiring local field service technicians right here in western Oklahoma. Good pay, home most nights, and a winning team. If you got wellhead or rig floor experience, we want to talk. Apply at jnwservices.com/careers. That's jnwservices.com/careers. Or call 432-687-0515. That's 432-687-0515. J&W Services, hard work, wellhead. Close to home.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
That's me in the corner.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast is calling for 100% chance of rain tonight, but that has been pushed back. We're going to see it about 8:45 to 9 o'clock in the west, about 9 o'clock to 9:30 in the metropolitan area. Some of those rains could be severe, so be weather aware. 100% chance of rain tonight, low 73. Cloudy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow. Windy, south wind at 20 miles an hour, and a high of 90. Tomorrow night, 73 for the low. Into Saturday, partly cloudy. Finally, we get a break from all the bad weather and a high of 93. Then Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 96. It is 89 live at the campus of UCO, where the concert in the park is about to get underway at 7:30 this evening on Freedom 96.9, part of Liberty Fest 2026. It's the first official item of Liberty Fest 2026. So be a part of it tonight in Edmond, 405-608-4377. Dennis is in Kingfisher. Thank you for hanging on, Dennis.
No problem. It's your veteran friend. Hey, yes. Lee, I forgot you had that big shindig.
I do. It's a big shindig shig. And we don't have any barbecue going. Otherwise, it'd be a shindig shig with a pig.
Oh, they should have called the food trucks.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to add to your weather thing. My wife is watching the TV, and she told me four tornadoes touched down in the panhandle of Texas in 15 minutes. So
and
don't
nobody,
take these storms lightly.
Nobody noticed the difference afterwards because it's the panhandle of Texas.
Yeah, and it's just Texas. Who cares? I just don't want anybody in Oklahoma to get hurt.
No, I agree. I agree. I'm making jokes about the panhandle of Texas. My grandfather and my father spent a lot of time there in the oil business over in Borger, if you can imagine. The good thing about Borger is you can get a lot of good pictures of tornadoes because you can see them forever.
Yeah. My other thing I was going to talk about was these flags out here. People need to take down the raggedy-looking flags and go and spend the $12 at Walmart and buy them new ones. It's the 250th yep. anniversary of a country. Let's be proud and show a good flag instead of one that needs to be retired.
My lovely wife was so upset when she got out our flag this year to put up, and she saw how faded and frail it was. And I said, well, let's just get a new one. She says, yeah, but what do we do with this one? I said, we need to get in touch with the Boy Scouts. They take care of the proper disposal of a respectful disposal of an American flag.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And then the other thing is most people don't know what the American flag stands for. I mean, they understand, they know what the stripes are, and they know what the star stands for, but mm-hmm. not too many people know what the colors mean.
The red means the blood shed for our freedom.
Correct. The white is for the...
Go ahead.
Purity.
Mm-hmm.
And the blue is for the loyalty.
Loyalty, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of times white stands also for resurrection, but I don't know if that was the case here. In other words, we've got a group of people who have resurrected themselves from toil and pain.
That's not what the army taught me.
No. You're probably correct. You are probably correct. And the color that they wanted to avoid was any kind of color of purple or gold, because those were representations of royalty.
Well, don't tell Donald Trump that. He's got the White House looking all gold.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Kingfisher to have a Founders Day here in Kingfisher. It's June 14th. I enlightened mm-hmm. them and told them that's also Donald Trump's birthday, Flag Day, and also the Army's birthday. So that's going to be a big day. Hopefully they'll take my advice and do something that day.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll keep you posted. I told them I know somebody on the radio that come out.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted on that one, Lee. I'm going to let
you
know.
All right, Dennis. Thanks a lot for listening and for joining in on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. Today I'm live from the campus of UCO. It's the Concert in the Park. Getting underway at 7:30 tonight. Newly filed court documents are providing the clearest picture yet of what investigators say led to last month's mass shooting at Arcadia Lake. It alleges two rival gang members, does that sound familiar, worked together to retaliate against a robbery, setting off gunfire that left 24 people injured and 18-year-old Aviana Smith Gray dead. The new allegations come as the Edmond police have now arrested six people in connection with the May 3rd shooting. Investigators last week arrested 21-year-old Marcus Jones, charged with accessory to first-degree murder. An unnamed 16-year-old boy has also been arrested. Those arrests and four others Edmond police have made since the shooting. Newly filed documents identify Davis and Wyckoff as the two primary shooters. Investigators say both men are members of rival gangs. Exactly what was not reported on our corporate-owned news networks. But I was reporting it because it was written right there in the news, in the police report. According to court filings, a member of the Wyckoff gang had previously robbed Davis and stolen a gun from him. Despite belonging to rival gangs, investigators say Wyckoff and Davis worked together to retaliate. Court documents say that Wyckoff texted someone just hours before the shooting, "MF's done stolen my weed and I'll be out shooting
the place up later, TN, killing someone and appeared to be a premeditated plan for retaliation. Not looking good for the court case for those two. Court documents also accused Jones of texting people to bring guns to the party. Investigators don't know do not accuse Brown of firing the weapon during the shooting, but that doesn't matter now, does it? Because it still happened and it's still gang related. And that's where the focus of our police work needs to be, if you ask me, but I'm just crazy that way. I'm Lee Matthews. You can join in the conversation 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I am coming to you live from the UCO campus at the Concert in the Park, which officially starts at 7:30 tonight. The weather will be holding off for it just in time. So bring the strollers, bring the cooler, bring the blankets. We'll have free ice cream and water as well. It'll be a good time to start the official Liberty Fest 2026 celebration right here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. So if you took your Chevy to the levee lately and the levee was dry, I'm not sure what state you were in. You weren't in Oklahoma because we've had so much rain. I don't think any levee is dry. Do we even have levees? We don't need them here, do we? Where I grew up, we had plenty of them. It's Lee Matthews, and I'm here for Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group sells Chevys, but better than that, they also service Chevrolets. And if you own a Chevrolet or any other make, model, or car from any era, they are happy to have a look under the hood for you the old-fashioned way, the way they used to do things back in the day. Check engine light, they'll look into it. Low tire pressure light, they'll look into it. Weak battery, they'll make it strong. AC needs to be colder. They can take care of that. Recalls and safety issues, more important than ever. And here's the deal. The car will tell you if something like that's wrong. Then to get it fixed, it will be the good guys over at Frontier Auto Group. Give them a call, 405-232-3355. Just minutes from anywhere in Oklahoma City or wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Lots of headlines and lots of news. It's my job to get you through it so you know what's going on. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live right here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. And as always, as the breaking news happens, I will give it to you live. So stick around and tune in 11 to 2 weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for 100% chance of rain tonight. That is forecast to be in the metro between 9 and 9:30. In the west, we're going to see it between 8:45 and 9. Some of those showers could be severe, and some of that could spawn some severe weather. We'll keep our eye on it, and you be weather aware. 73 for tonight's low, cloudy, windy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high 90. Tomorrow night, 73 for the low. Into Saturday, partly cloudy, high 93. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 96. 89 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. You know it's on when the music stands show up, and that's what just did. So they've got the music stands out here at the concerts in the concert in the park. We are on the campus of UCO, just north of Mitchell Hall, and we're going to have some patriotic music put on by college students, some high school students, college alumni from UCO, and it's all going to put us in the mood for freedom and mood for Liberty Fest, which is officially starting tonight right here at the campus of UCO. So come be a part of it. That's why I'm broadcasting live on location on Freedom 96.9. Coincidentally, some great Supreme Court rulings were handed down today. In the first case, it is allowing that migrants who are turned away at the border before entering the United States are not entitled to apply for asylum. In another case, if you were here for a temporary protected status and the temporary protected status has been revoked for whatever reason, you are going to have to abide by that. You can't sue to get that temporary protective status restored. And then the so-called vampire rule was overruled by the Supreme Court. That coming up in just a minute on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and Caleb is joining us. From where, Caleb, if anywhere?
From Midwest City.
Good to hear from you, sir. What you got on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about the flag you were talking about.
Sure.
And this is also for your listeners as well. The main VA clinic in Oklahoma City has a drop-off for used or retired flags.
Ah. And they will take care of the proper disposal. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the Boy Scouts set it up last year, and it's been filling up.
I bet it has, because people want to do the right thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, but I just wanted to let you know there's that option right there.
The main VA facility, where is that?
That's in Oklahoma City.
Yes, but at the corner of Blaumansville Lane and...
It's on 13th. It's right across from OU Medical.
Oh, yes, yes. I know what you're talking about now. Yes. All right. 13th,
yes.
Right there. Yeah, almost at Lincoln. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir. That's the one.
All right, Caleb. Thanks a lot for the information. Well needed. If you're getting out your American flag, and if you're getting out your American flag for the first time this year, shame on you. But you're noticing that it's beat up and you need a nice, fresh, clean one, go ahead and order them. I mean, they're easy enough to order online, and you can get them turned around in a day. And the VA on 13th will take care of disposing the old one for you. U.S. Supreme Court also ruled against Hawaii earlier today, handing concealed carry permit holders a major victory in a 6-3 decision. The Supreme Court decided that the plaintiff, Walford versus Lopez, who contested Hawaii state law requiring a property owner's explicit permission to allow lawful gun owners to bring firearms into their businesses, was unconstitutional and against our Second Amendment. This is the so-called vampire rule. In other words, vampires are only... they're powerless if you invite them into your house. If you invite a vampire into your house, there's nothing you can do about it. Sorry. Okay. Well, that's what they were trying to make this sound like when it came to Second Amendment rights. If you invite somebody in, that's different. But if you don't invite them in, they can't come in if they have a legal concealed carry permit in the state of Hawaii. What's important about this, as I mentioned earlier, is that it sets the precedent that no other state can do this. So it was struck down in Hawaii. It will therefore not be applicable in any other state in the union, continental or non-continental United States. 405-608-4377. What do you think about that? That is a big victory for Second Amendment rights, if you ask me. I'm Lee Matthews, coming to you live from the campus of UCO, where you can hear the duct tape coming out as we get ready for the concert in the park and the official kickoff of Liberty Fest 2026 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
U.S.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The Senate voted against restricting President Trump's Iran war powers, with supporters saying the move strengthens ongoing U.S. negotiations with Iran. Danish officials are considering a ban on public Islamic calls to prayer, citing cultural concerns and sparking debate over religious freedom. Today is National Leon Day. It's in the top 150 most popular names in the U.S., but if you're a Leon, today is not really about you.
Because National Leon Day celebrates Christmas, as Leon is Noel spelled backwards, and today we're exactly 6 months away from the holiday. It's not intended to be a trick to those with a name that means lion. It's a day for crafters to begin planning homemade holiday gifts. So no tree trimming or decking the halls today, just shopping for supplies to hand make thoughtful holiday gifts over the next 6 months. But if you don't craft, today is also Strawberry Parfait Day. I'm Bree Tennis.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
Oilfield work helps power Oklahoma, but when safety is ignored, the consequences can be devastating. We have all seen the stories, explosions, flash fires, workers suffering severe burn injuries in just seconds. Many of those incidents are not just accidents, they are preventable. Sometimes equipment is not maintained. Sometimes safety rules are ignored. Sometimes companies push production over protection. Burn injuries can change a life forever. The surgeries, the recovery, the time away from work can last months or even years. If you or someone you love has been seriously burned or injured in an oil field accident, make sure someone is standing up for you. These cases are complex and often involve multiple companies. Talk to a lawyer who knows how to investigate what really happened and hold the responsible parties accountable.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A woman was hospitalized after an early morning house fire in northeast Oklahoma City. Firefighters responded to a home near Northeast 13th and Missouri, finding the woman suffering from possible smoke inhalation upon their arrival. The fire was contained to a back bedroom and quickly extinguished. The woman was treated at the scene and then transported to OU Health for further treatment. No other injuries were reported, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Well, more than a dozen businesses remain closed at Owosso's Cornerstone Shopping Center after methane gas was discovered leaking beneath the property. The center was evacuated last week after what was initially reported as a gas leak. Officials say crews continue working to safely remove the methane and monitor air quality moving forward. The shopping center must record several days of safe air readings before reopening to the public. No timeline for that reopening has been announced. Oklahoma County commissioners are considering a proposed half-cent sales tax that would primarily fund the county's new jail project. Most of that revenue would go toward jail construction, operations, and maintenance costs. The proposal could eventually be placed before voters, with commissioners expected to continue discussions into the week. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with Range Rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
When it's your day to play, play at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday. There's so many ways to score a payday, with all your favorite games, all the newest games, table games, with daily promos like Girls Night, Club 50, Guys Night, Play and Earn, plus monthly promotions and so much more. There's also great dining at Eagle's Nest Restaurant, and refresh yourself at Fourth Quarter Sports Bar, where we always have your game. Cimarron Casino, every day is payday. Perkins, Oklahoma.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at DiscountGarageDoor.com.
Dress up the kids, the dog, the grandmother. Bring the stroller, if and only if for the grandmother. And the coolers, and enjoy the concert in the park. On the lawn at UCO's Mitchell Hall, I'm Lee Matthews, broadcasting live from there as we kick off Liberty Fest 2026 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions with a gusty thunderstorm making for cloudy and humid weather. Thunderstorms may bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail, and flooding downpours. The low will be 71. Moving on to tomorrow, it will start off breezy in the morning. The day will be mostly cloudy and humid with widely separated thunderstorms. The high will reach 89. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy and humid conditions. The evening will be cloudy with a chance of a strong thunderstorm in some areas, then becoming partly cloudy later on. The low will be 74. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
And Lee Matthews coming to you live from the concert in the park. They've got the music stands out. They've got the PA systems set up. They've got the flags out. They thankfully don't have the ice cream out yet because it would be melted. But Highland's going to supply some ice cream. It's going to be an old-fashioned ice cream patriotic celebration. Kind of like what you would see in one of those turn of the century, one of those movies about the turn of the century where everybody goes to the town square and on the gazebo, there's a band playing patriotic music. Well, we're going to have several different types of patriotic music tonight, some from high school students, some from college students, some from jazz band students, some from alumni of UCO, and all here and all ready to get you in the mood for the Liberty Fest. It's the very first event of Liberty Fest, and it's right here on the campus of UCO. Parking across University at what was St. Mary's Church, that parking lot's open. The parking lot just south of Mitchell Hall, it's open and free. Nobody's going to write you a ticket, so you can park there too. That's a shorter walk. The rain looks like it's going to hold off tonight until after the show. So, I mean, they're setting up everything like the show's going to be going on tonight in the park. So come by and be a part of it on Freedom 96.9. And then enjoy the rest of what we've got going on all weekend long as far as Liberty Fest is concerned. Steve is joining us on Freedom 96.9 in, if anywhere,
Chandler, Oklahoma, United States of America.
All right. Glad to have you along, Steve.
I just wanted to add in on the flag retirement.
Yeah,
it's not just the Boy Scouts, but you can drop flags off at any VFW post also.
Okay, any VFW, any VA, and then I'm also told at least in Oklahoma County police and fire departments.
I don't know about police and fire departments, but I guess they'll get them to the right place.
Well, you don't want to drop it off at a volunteer fire department when nobody's there. Is what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, but hey, if anybody ever gets a chance to go to a real flag retirement ceremony, it is a whole ordeal. It's pretty cool.
I imagine it is. You know, if you've ever been to a military funeral, it is a very moving experience. I've been to two, and both of them. I mean, I sit there and say to myself stoically, I'm not going to cry, not going to cry, not going to cry. When they hand that flag over and they hand over those three rounds, one for honor, duty, and country, I think, I just lose it. It's water faucet time for me.
When the rifles go off, that's when I lose it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My uncle was Air Force, and his honor guard was led by a little bitty woman, about 4'3". And, you know, it was her job to pull the casket out of the hearse and hold it still while they did the flag. And I was like, man, that girl must work out because I've lifted plenty of caskets with and without bodies on them, and they're not light.
Yeah, well, you're gonna make me get emotional now, Lee.
Yeah, well...
No, but hey, look, if people are interested in, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes along with the American flag. There's a whole, you know, flag code. You can look up the flag etiquette. You can Google it, DuckDuckGo, or whatever you want to do. There's a lot of stuff about the flag people don't know. A lot of people don't display it correctly.
Right.
You can actually wash the flag, and you can repair the flag.
Yeah.
As long as it's not, you know, faded real bad, or it doesn't look like, a patchwork quilt.
Yeah.
But you can't wash them. You can't repair them.
Yeah.
And if one does actually touch the ground, you don't have to commit suicide. You're going to be okay.
Yes. You're not going to be struck down by a million veteran spirits.
Right. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Stephen Chandler, thanks for the call. Glad to have you along on Freedom 96.9. And, you know, a lot of that comes that a lot, you know, this is where I lose patience with people who say, well, that's pagan, that's idol worship. That's worshiping an idol. No, it's not. It all comes from naval history. Naval history. You communicated with flags. If the flags, and then you had several different colored banners that you would display that would signal from one vessel to another, whether you were coming in or staying out, or whether you were attacking or retreating, what kind of vessel you were. You had Signal Corps who would get out flags and signal a certain pattern in flags. It was communication from ship to ship. You didn't have Morse code like you do today. You didn't have radios like you do today, or radar. So if you didn't have a flag that was the right color and in good shape to be flown, you couldn't communicate. It was as important as anything else on your naval, as your sails. It was as important as your sails. And that was another thing you had to take good care of on a vessel was your sails. And that's where a lot of these rules come from. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews live at the Concert in the Park as we set things up and get ready for a lot of great patriotic music on the campus of UCO, just north of Miller Hall. You'll see all the activity off of University on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Here we are about to celebrate 250 years of absolute freedom. And that's what Freedom 96.9 is all about. You also have a lot of freedom when it comes to signing up for Medicare. You don't have to go with all those people who are giving you phone calls, sending you emails, sending you texts and saying, oh, we're the only ones that can do this. We're the only ones who can help you with this. The local agency at Well Preserved Advisory Group is here to help. 405-848-5790. They'll go over everything in person. They also can talk to you from the perspective of Oklahoma and what Oklahoma Medicare is here to serve and what blanks need to be filled in. The team at Well Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. Exercise your freedom as an American by calling 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Again, call the team at the Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling, or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit us at OS. ASFA.info.
Are you a wellhead hand or a rig floor hand ready to work closer to home? J&W Services, a wellhead manufacturer and service company, is hiring local field service technicians right here in western Oklahoma. Good pay, home most nights, and a winning team. If you got wellhead or rig floor experience, we want to talk. Apply at jnwservices.com/careers. That's jnwservices.com/careers. Or call 432-687-0515. That's 432-687-0515. J&W Services. Hard work. Wellheads. Close to home.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for 100% chance of rain tonight. Now, it's not going to be hurting our concert in the park. We know that it's going to be a lot later than what was initially forecast. So if you live in the west, you're probably going to start experiencing some bad weather about 8:30, 9 o'clock. In the metro, it'll be 9, 9:30, but it will possibly be severe. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Cloudy, windy tomorrow with a high of 90. Tomorrow night, 73 for the low. Into Saturday, partly cloudy, high 93. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 96. And it's 89 right now at Freedom 96.9 at the campus of UCO. Lee Matthews, your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com to join in the conversation. How do small towns get lured into data centers? I got that coming up, but Carrie is in McLeod. Hi, Carrie. Thank you for joining in the conversation.
Hey, Lee. Nice to visit with you.
You too.
I have two things that I want to tell you about the flag.
Sure.
The first was, is my father-in-law was a tank commander and played two in Vietnam.
Ah.
And there was a U.S. Encampment there that every day they had been overtaken by the Viet Cong. And every day the Viet Cong would say, hey, just act normal, just act normal, just act normal. And so the men that were in the armed forces, the U.S. armed forces there, would go and put the flag up at the flagpole every day. Well, my father-in-law was glassing that place, and he had a little bit of intel, and he noticed that the flag was flying upside down.
Yeah.
Which goes to what you were saying.
Yeah.
That is a sign of it's a sign of distress or anarchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they were able to go in and free the people that lived, that, you know, were based on that camp, and they were saved as a result of that. My father-in-law won a Bronze Star as a result.
The enemy did not know that, you see.
No, they didn't know it.
Yeah.
They had no idea. Mm-hmm. They thought that, hey, we're just doing everything according to normal, because they were setting up a trap for anybody else that would come into the camp. So that was interesting. I get teared up thinking about that as well.
Yeah.
My father-in-law was the president of the VFW in Wheeler, Texas. And I can remember going out with my children, and they were little bitty. They were like 5 and 3, going out and putting flags on every veteran's grave, Veterans Day and Memorial Day, because it was that important that they learn why they had that flag.
My family plot. I have a family plot in Maud, where all my father's relatives are. And then my mother's relatives are all down on the Gulf Coast. And we're cemetery people. We go regularly, clean up the graves, make sure the weeds are all pulled, that all kind of thing. And and clean things up if they need to be cleaned up. You know, there's bird crap all over it. We wash it off and so on. It was, I want to say, getting close to Veterans Day, and Mom was like, ooh, I got to make sure that so-and-so and so-and-so have their, have a little flag or something. And so she went to the store and bought these little flags, and it wasn't even a family member. It was a relative of a family. It was a relative of a friend of the family member. But anyway, it went back several generations. This guy died in World War II, but my mom wanted him to. Anyway, she got there and there was already a flag. Bottom line, there was already a flag, and she said, "I wonder who put the flags up." And I said, I guarantee you it was the VFW. VFW does that. I forgot all about this. Yeah.
it is so moving to be able to see all the, and we went to three different cemeteries. We went to Wheeler, we went to Shamrock, and we went to Kelton and put all those flags on, and to see all those flags blowing in the wind, it just, you're thankful for what they gave, and it's moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those are my two stories.
Yep. Thank you, Carrie. And again, I am not wrong about flags were the initial communication between vessels. You see the skull and crossbone, the Jolly Roger. You see that associated with piracy. It depended on what kind of pirate you were dealing with. But a lot of times, if you saw a ship approaching you, usually they would fly under colors that were... They were trying to fool you. So they might have a British jolly, you know, they might have a John Bull flying. And then at the very last minute, before you could turn around and skedaddle, they would lower that and raise the Jolly Roger. Now, some say that meant no prisoners would be taken. And some say that meant that everybody would be, you know, would be killed. Or some say that would be that people would be spared. I can't find because there were different types of Jolly Roger. They weren't all the same that we know now as the pirate flag. But that's what the communication was all about. Along with all those pennants that I told you about, they would fly pennants from the mizzen sail to communicate messages. And the messages meant things. Later on, they were able to take flags and put them in different patterns. So that you know, in the Army, you could get up on a tree, and if you were a member of the Signal Corps, you could, you know, do the flags in a different pattern, and it communicated a message. You are a member of the Signal Corps. And then later, the Signal Corps became the National Weather Service, because the Signal Corps, part of their job was to write down all the weather information and the meteorological information. That's when they came up with hurricane flags and storm flags and red letter days and blue letter days when it came to the surf on beaches. All of that was communicated with flags. So that's why there's a reverence for not just the American flag, but flags in general. They were a means of communication. It has nothing to do with idol worship, which I know a lot of religious people try to make it that. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive Live, speaking of flags, at the first big event of Liberty Fest 2026. It's the concert in the park on the campus of UCO on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
We're not out of the woods yet. There may be a glimmer at the end of the tunnel, but it's not quite a light at the end of the tunnel. A fat lady has yet to sing, and all those other allegories that indicate that we're not through with something. We're not through with storm season, and we had a little taste of it this week with all these storms that just pop up out of nowhere, sweep through, and it may be raining cats and dogs in your own backyard, but not your front. Hey, it's Lee Matthews for McRoof and McRoof.us. Instead of just talking about building back better, which Joe Biden was only barely able to do, let's do the real thing with Scott McCullum and McRoof. Rather than repeating past failures on your roof, they will fortify your roof to make it better and to better handle what Oklahoma weather can throw at it, whether it's today, tomorrow, later on this year, or in a couple of years. Plus, as flaky as insurance companies are getting, they will agree that it's best to fortify than to have to redo the whole project in another 6 or 7 months. Get your free inspection today and be ready when the insurance company starts all of its flakiness. 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, protecting property, saving lives, and protecting Oklahoma's homes by fortifying them one roof at a time.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
When it's your day to play, play at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday. There's so many ways to score a payday, with all your favorite games, all the newest games, table games, with daily promos like Girls Night, Club 50, Guys Night, Play and Earn, plus monthly promotions and so much more. There's also great dining at Eagle's Nest Restaurant, and refresh yourself at Fourth Quarter Sports Bar, where we always have your game. Cimarron Casino, every day is payday. Perkins, Oklahoma.
When your truck is down, every minute matters. Delays can impact schedules, customers, and your bottom line. At P&M Truck Repair, we specialize exclusively in diesel repair for semi-trucks and trailers. Whether you need fleet maintenance, preventative maintenance services, engine repairs, DOT inspections, truck washes, or trailer washouts, our experienced diesel specialists are ready to get you back on the road quickly and efficiently. Don't let unexpected downtime keep your truck parked. Trust the team that understands the trucking industry and the importance of keeping your truck on the road. Call P&M Truck Repair today at 405-551-3320. P&M Truck Repair, built for working drivers.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brobeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your TGIF Friday morning, it's First Responder Friday, and we're talking fireworks, everything you need to know to celebrate the 4th, plus all the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept, and your calls and comments, and your dad joke of the day. It all happens starting Friday at 7 on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, we've got some serious stuff headed our way. And earlier today, we noticed more jet stream fuel pumping into this system that's coming out of the north and the west. So, according to Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, we've got rain headed our way. That'll be between 8:30 and 9 in the west, between 9 and 9:30 in the metro. Some of that could be very severe, and it's expected to last through 11 to midnight or so, moving on to the east, as all of these systems have. So if you're in the east, closer to midnight, you'll start seeing some of this weather as well. Low 73, cloudy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow. Windy with a south wind at 20, high of 90. Tomorrow night, 73 for the low. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 93. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 96. 89 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And Lee Matthews at Liberty Fest 2026. It all officially starts tonight. And it starts with the concert in the park as they are setting up right now. It's going to be some great old-fashioned patriotic music. Ice cream to be handed out by our good friends at Highland Dairy. Water handed out by our good friends at Crest Foods. You're welcome to bring your own or a cooler if you like. The show will start at 7:30 tonight on the lawn of Mitchell Hall on the campus of OCU. Parking available on the west side of University and on the south side of Mitchell Hall, where University meets 2nd Street in Edmond. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. More in documents from the shooting at Lake Arcadia show exactly what I thought: gang activity. Why is everybody trying to avoid that? I'll tell you why. Because gang activity is becoming synonymous with racism. And I think that's nonsense. Data centers. How do data center developers trick small towns? I've got some information I came across in the last 24 hours I wanted to share with you. And it'll all make sense when you hear it. You'll be going, oh, of course, Eureka. Another lawsuit has been filed against State Farm regarding hail claims. I was going to get into that. And more of what you're going to be hearing tonight at Liberty Fest. Well, concert in the park on Liberty Fest. At Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. And remember, rest of the weekend, we got plenty of things going on. tomorrow and Saturday, Liberty Fest Rodeo at Carl Benny Arena, the car show and Park Fest at Hafer Park on Saturday. Also on Saturday, the Jazz Fest. That'll be at Stevenson Park from 6 to 10. And then the Liberty Sprint, Saturday at 8 o'clock, Mitch Park. All part of Liberty Fest on Freedom 96.9.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma County Commissioners approve up to $45,000 for outside legal counsel. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A massive international relief movement is underway following back-to-back earthquakes and aftershocks in Venezuela that left dozens dead and hundreds more injured.
Rescue groups are packing cargo containers today with trauma, medical supplies, flashlights, baby formula, destined for the disaster zone. Jeff Popovich, Global Empowerment Mission's Chief Operating Officer, says,
any non-food items or emergency supplies. Right now, it's non-food items that we need to be able to get down to them.
You can drop off donations at three main hubs: GEMS headquarters on Northwest 84th Avenue in Doral, the Value Stored facility on Northwest 102nd Avenue, and the Venezuela Awareness Foundation along Northwest 25th Street. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
NATO's chief says European allies are supporting U.S. efforts in the war with Iran.
In a meeting with President Trump Wednesday at the White House, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said that Europe allowed U.S. warplanes to use their airstrips to launch strikes.
4,000 to 5,000 U.S. planes taking off from bases in Europe in the 6 weeks this war took place.
His comments came as Trump grows increasingly critical of NATO. After Rutte spoke, Trump again expressed his disappointment with the U.K., France, Italy, and others over what he sees as a lack of support with the Iran war. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A Knicks fan is now looking for a job after a viral video may have gotten them fired.
During the ticker tape parade last week, a woman was seen dumping the trash out of one of the city's blue and orange cans and walking off with it. That woman was identified as Angie Baez. The New York Post reports she worked as an executive director of community and industry engagement with J.P. Morgan Chase. A spokesperson for the bank said she no longer works with the company. Meanwhile, the Department of Sanitation made a post on social media saying the Knicks-themed trash bin was returned. In New York, I'm Lizzie Radabali.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma County Commissioners have approved spending up to $45,000 on outside legal counsel in a dispute over inmate transportation duties. Sheriff Tommy Johnson has sued the county and the jail trust, arguing transportation responsibilities belong to the trust rather than the sheriff's office. County officials say the legal battle could be costly for taxpayers moving forward. Edmond City Council has approved over $370 million to replace the Arcadia Lake Water Treatment Plant. City leaders say the new facility will boost capacity from 12 million gallons of water to up to 30 million per day. Rate increases approved earlier this year will help fund the project, and residents are expected to see higher water bills over the next several years as a result. Oklahoma hunters and anglers will see several rule changes after action by the Wildlife Conservation Commission. New emergency regulations include a two-day waiting period for non-resident deer licenses purchased during an open season and new licensing requirements for some hunting guides. Commissioners also approved season dates and bag limits for deer, elk, migratory birds, and black bears. Some elk hunting opportunities will expand under the changes as well. Wildlife officials say the new rules take effect immediately. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've worked hard, paid your dues, done things the right way. Now it's time to make sure your Medicare insurance plan works just as hard for you. Health 65 in Edmond can help you cut through the confusion and find a Medicare insurance plan that fits your needs without the hassle. Whether you're turning 65, retiring, or just need help reviewing your options, Health 65 is here to help you make a confident choice. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call me today or visit health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
The big show starts at 7:30 tonight, UCO's Mitchell Hall Lawn, where I am on location. It's Lee Matthews at Liberty Fest 2026, which officially starts tonight on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions with a gusty thunderstorm making for cloudy and humid weather. Thunderstorms may bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail and flooding downpours. The low will be 71. Moving on to tomorrow, it will start off breezy in the morning. The day will be mostly cloudy and humid with widely separated thunderstorms. The high will reach 89. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy and humid conditions. The evening will be cloudy with a chance of a strong thunderstorm in some areas, then becoming partly cloudy later on. The low will be 74. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Concert in the Park, Rodeo, Liberty Sprint, Car Show, Liberty Fest Parade hosted by Freedom 96.9, and the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Oh, they're getting serious about it now. They're rolling out the instruments. I'm seeing some timpani, which for those of you who don't know, for those of you from Maud, means kettle drums. And they've even got a gong. What's the gong for? Do we do a Knights in White Satin? Is that what the gong is for? The end of Knights in White Satin? It's Lee Matthews on The Drive coming to you live from the campus of UCO. We're getting ready for the concert in the park. And as you can hear, it's going to be pretty serious. It's going to be pretty elaborate in terms of orchestration. We've got some jazz musicians who are going to perform as well. We've got some high schools. We've got some alums. We've got UCO alums. It's UCO alums. And it's the official start of Liberty Fest. Here comes a full drum set, like a rock and roll drum set. So that's for the, do you remember the drum solo in Pipeline? Remember the song Pipeline and the drum solo in it? Yeah. All right. Anyway, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. And that show is starting at 7:30. Come on out, bring your cloth, your tablecloth, if you want to sit on it. Strollers are welcome. We've got ice chests are welcome. There's going to be free ice cream and lots of great music on the lawn of Mitchell Hall, just north of Mitchell Hall at the campus of UCO in Edmond on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. We've got a lot of things to chat about today, like how small towns seem to be baited when it comes to any kind of data center. We also have more information about the shooting in Lake Arcadia and why it's exactly what I said it was, gang activity. We had some rulings handed down today from the Supreme Court. Your thoughts on that? 405-608-4377 or lmatthews@freedom969.com. And Tammy is in Shawnee.
Yeah, I'm starting. I'm headed to Shawnee.
Okay.
So I don't want to talk about the negative stuff. I want to talk about the patriotic stuff. And I just think this Liberty Fest thing is fantastic. I wish I could be there. I come from a family of veterans. My grandfather was in the Navy in World War II. He was actually in Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
My brother was in the Marines and went to, he was there with the Black Hawk Down business that transpired.
Oh, goodness. In Somalia?
Yeah, so I am very patriotic. I have a flag that we fly at our home. I have an eagle, and yes, every day should be celebrated. I agree with you about the flag. I can't handle hearing taps. I've been to multiple military funerals, and I just can't even hardly think about it. But one of the most moving experiences, like, I was just beside myself. We took a family vacation to Washington, D.C., and we went to Arlington National Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for the changing of the guard.
Yeah.
And I it's really hard for me to even talk about it. But if people have never experienced that, it's really incredible. And I've done research about the people, the men that are assigned to that post. And yeah. It's just incredible the things that, I mean, how they train and the things they do to be involved in that. And while we were actually there, there was a horse-drawn carriage that came in with a flag-draped coffin.
Ah.
And that was really the icing on the cake. That just finished me off that day. But
I think that is available to any veteran who wants it. I don't think that's extra. I think that's, you know, if you want it, they will provide it. You don't have to be an officer or anything.
I believe you're correct, but that just, we live our lives day to day, and we're so caught up in everything, and I really wish people took more time to pay attention to those things like that that matter, because it's just not my family. It's all the hundreds of thousands and millions of people that have served in our military and that continue to serve in our military that make this country what it is today, to where we can have things like Liberty Fest, and we are free to go and celebrate our country. And I'm just thankful, and it's good to hear that there's a place to take retired flags, because that's one thing that really bothers me, because we do have a flag in our front yard. We have a flagpole. That was something I really, really wanted to do. And my husband and I are very patriotic. His father was also in the Air Force. So, to all the military families out there, from past, current, and those that plan to serve in the future, my heart goes out to you, and I just thank you for your sacrifice and for the willingness to serve our country in that fashion.
Even when they're not having a military funeral at Arlington, it is a moving experience just to go there. Lovely wife and I have been to Washington, D.C. three times. We only budgeted enough time to go to Arlington one of those three times. And that is the place when we finished, we said, we got to go back. There's more that we wanted to see. Now, we saw the Tomb of the Unknowns. And that, you know, you always see pictures of the Tomb of the Unknowns. But when you're there and you get the panorama of the whole thing, you're basically, you're on a hill looking down on several acres of graves, and then you look out, you see the Potomac, and then in the distance, you see the rest of the capital city. I mean, it's very moving. And then here are all the people who died to keep that capital city free. The guard doing his steps just as perfect as can be and never wavers. There are signs everywhere. Please be reverent. Please be quiet. But everybody was I don't think they needed the signs. Everybody was being reverent, and everybody was being quiet.
Oh, yeah, that's how it was there. In fact, I mean, I was really emotional, and I had to try to keep myself quiet because it was just that moving of an experience. And I wish everyone had the opportunity to witness that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm like you. I've been to multiple military funerals, and I just can't even think about when my brother passes away, because I know I will make sure that he has a military funeral, and everything, all the honors that he deserves are there for him, because those people sacrifice so much more than anybody ever realizes. And it's not just, I mean, it's the people that serve, but it's also their families that sacrifice, you know, their loved ones going off to war and not knowing where they are, and the children of those people. It just goes so much. We have a greater appreciation for that in our country.
And it is a shame that playing taps is, it's very rare that you have a real bugler playing taps anymore, because I don't think bugling is part of the military training anymore. I don't think you, but I saw a story of a Boy Scout who taught himself how to play taps because he went to a military funeral and they had to use a sound system to play taps, a recording of taps. And he thought that was an abomination. So he taught himself to play taps, made himself available to all of the cemeteries and funeral homes in town. If they had a military funeral, he would stop what he was doing and go play taps for the honor guard. And the honor guard were happy to have him. They were happy to have him. So that was emotional too. But it's a, you know, if a 14, 15 year old kid can play them, can teach themselves to play taps on the bugle, it can't be that hard.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But, you know, hats off to that young man for taking the initiative to do such a thing. That's amazing.
I think there still is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Boy Scouts, is there still a merit badge for bugling? I think that's what he was working on, and he just took it a step further. I think there still is, because when I was in Boy Scouts, there was an Eagle Scout who was getting his bugling merit badge, and he could play taps. So when we would go camping, he would play taps at the end of the day when we're all tenting in for the night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lee. I appreciate you, and I'm hoping you have fun tonight.
I will, Tammy. I love this music. And, you know, they're really getting serious. They just rolled in a xylophone. They're getting serious about it here. This is going to be a good show. Thanks a lot for the call, Tammy, on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I did some digging over the last, 48 hours, because I had a question last week from someone who said, hey, why are so many small towns grappling with whether or not they're going to allow data centers to come into their area? And I said, that's a good question. I supposed it was because they have property available. I supposed it was because, hey, any business that wants to come into our town is good business. Well, I read this story about Sand Springs, who has annexed about 827 acres of a ranch near one property owner's home back in June. The city didn't tell him that the property was being eyed by Google. The city manager later signed a non-disclosure agreement in October, agreeing not to talk about the project. The property owners asked Sand Springs for the annexation, and the city wasn't legally required to notify neighboring property owners. One owner said he found out about the annexation the day after the council approved it, months later. The application to build the data center, called Project Spring, became public. The Sand Spring City Council approved the project in February. Now, yes, you are supposed to pay attention to what's going on in your city council. And if you don't know what's going on, that's your problem. You need to make yourself educated. However, long before that new data center was publicly announced, local officials were working behind the scenes with developers who were determined whether the location was a good fit or not, and to protect the companies involved, signed the non-disclosure agreement. Well, now the question is, in cities like Coweta, Claremore, Luther, Yukon, Stillwater, who've all signed the same non-disclosure agreements with these developers, is that constitutional? Because people have a right to know if this is going to happen or not going to happen. So What I found out was this is standard operating procedure when it comes to these developers. They come to town. They're interested in a piece of property. That's the first thing they do is draw up a non-disclosure agreement. And they get the city manager or the mayor or whoever's in charge to sign it so that they could be sued if they leak any information about it. But the question is it constitutional? And is it against Oklahoma's Open Meeting Act? That's what some concerned citizens are about to pursue. I'll keep you posted. But it's the developers who are following the same process each and every time they come to a new town because they know they can get the property cheap. They know that many of the city managers and city councils will be favorable to it. And they also know that the citizens will not be favorable to it. What do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. The activity you hear behind me as they're warming up the sound system and everything else for the upcoming concert in the park. It's the first official big shindig of the Liberty Fest 2026. And it starts tonight at 7:30 on the campus of UCO, right near Mitchell Hall, right near University. Easy to find. And I'm Lee Matthews, broadcasting live from the concert in the park on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. This 4th of July season, make your own fireworks at H&H Shooting Sports. No, I'm not talking about building your own fireworks. I am talking about making your own banging noises in their range. It's Lee Matthews, H&H Shooting Sports. They're more than just another gun shop. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, and they say that for a very good reason. A massive selection of firearms. Then you put your skills to test in the indoor gun range. You can't decide on the new firearm? Well, you can try before you buy with Range Rentals, and that way you'll know exactly what fits you best. Plus, before you head out, grab a bite at the 4U Cafe for the best onion burger in town. That is for sure. I haven't tried their chicken sandwich yet, but I see it, and it looks yummy. All at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian. Make your own noise this 4th of July at H&H Shooting Sports.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with Range Rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show.
weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I like the way you work it. No
diggity. All right, so now I'm seeing chimes brought in and wood blocks brought in. Wood blocks that, you know, a percussionist would play, make that sound. And then the chimes, you know, sound like cathedral chimes. And, you know, you can play them like you could a cathedral. Anyway, my whole point is that this is a full orchestra here with all the instruments. The kettle drums are here. There's a gong. I can only imagine what that's going to be used for. Eric Tapia is one of the he's one of the chairmen, and he likes it so much he's cutting limbs off the maple trees to take home. So, you know, on Freedom 96.9, 405-628-4377. The concert at the park. It's tonight at 7:30. Shane is in Oklahoma City. Hi, you're on with Lee Matthews. Thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Lee, no worries, man. Hey, so you know, you guys were talking about the military funerals.
Yeah.
Just to add a little bit more to that from lots of experience, that's actually a detail. That comes down from usually the division level, and it just rotates around different units, you know, around the post or fort or whatever you're at. And it's really pretty cool. It's such an honor. You know, they usually pick the better of the crop to do this because it's, you know, such a important high-vis job. You know, not nearly the stuff that the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier guards go through, but it's still pretty intensive. And then, yeah, I've done them lots of times where we've actually had a bugler and done it an equal amount of times where we had to play it from a boombox.
Yeah, and then I've seen a bugle that is a sound device. The bugler will look like he's playing it, but the sound coming out, it's plastic, so it looks like a bugle, but it's making the, it's still generated electronically.
I have not seen that.
Yeah. So you were a member of an honor guard? Am I using the right words for it? Okay.
We refer to it as a funeral detail, and
okay,
you're basically on 24-hour call for as long as the detail lasts. Usually it was anywhere from a couple of weeks to a month, but you know, until you rotated out and another crew took over. And understand too, we'd have three or four different crews that were on standby because you never know what, you know, you might have two funerals on the same day at the same time. You can't send the same crew to both places. So we always had a large group of people on standby, you know, and done them all over Texas, Kansas, Alabama, Georgia. And you basically get a government vehicle, usually one of those big white Chevy or Ford Econoline vans, pile all your stuff into it. And whoever's the leading man on the show takes them and goes and does it.
Yeah. So whoever the officer is the one in command.
Right. Well, if there's an officer, usually if it's an officer that's getting buried, then there'll be an officer in charge of the detail. If it's an NCO that's getting buried, then it'll usually be an NCO, anywhere from an E5 sergeant to a gunnery sergeant or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
My
uncle was a senior master sergeant. So I imagine then, and the detail that came from the detail that did his funeral, this was on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana. So I'm certain it came from, is it Keesler and Biloxi? That would have been the closest Air Force base.
Probably something like that. Yeah.
And sure enough, they all showed up in a government van. We didn't need him at the cemetery, and we didn't need him at the church, but we needed him we didn't need him at the funeral home. We didn't need him at the church, but we needed him at the cemetery, and that's where they did their thing.
Usually you kind of get most of that information beforehand, but usually the first thing we do is go to the funeral home and meet with the funeral director, and that liaison there kind of gives us the marching orders as to what we're doing and how we're doing it.
But before you actually go, before you become a member of the detail, do you not go through some training?
Oh, absolutely.
Or when you take the oath of office, do you just magically get this information in your head?
No, we go through quite a bit of training. Learn, you know, because you have to learn how to properly fold the flag. You know,
yep.
How to you know, execute the facing movements when you're carrying the casket. If you know, if that's what's needed. Sometimes we're pallbearers, and sometimes we're not. You know, it just depends on what the family wants. But yeah, you have to train and go through all of that stuff. And then, like I said, it's usually.
Well, Shane, thanks a lot for the call.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing a challenge from a group of conservative hardliners who are pushing for the Save America Act.
The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act requires proof of citizenship to register to vote and the presentation of a photo ID to cast a ballot. The measure passed the House but stalled in the Senate over Democratic opposition. Meanwhile, hardliners in the House are indicating that they will oppose any procedural rules until the Save America Act passes. The stance would effectively ground most House floor action to a halt, as Johnson needs near unanimous GOP support on any procedural rule, given the razor-thin margin in the lower chamber. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Rescue crews are racing to find survivors after back-to-back earthquakes struck Venezuela. At least 188 people are dead. More casualties are expected as victims remain trapped in collapsed buildings following a magnitude 7.2 and 7.5 quake. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma County Commissioners have approved spending up to $45,000 on outside legal counsel in a dispute over inmate transportation duties. Sheriff Tommy Johnson has sued the county and the jail trust, arguing transportation responsibilities belong to the trust rather than the sheriff's office. County officials say the legal battle could be costly for taxpayers moving forward. Edmond City Council has approved over $370 million to replace the Arcadia Lake Water Treatment Plant. City leaders say the new facility will boost capacity from 12 million gallons of water to up to 30 million per day. Rate increases approved earlier this year will help fund the project, and residents are expected to see higher water bills over the next several years as a result. Oklahoma hunters and anglers will see several rule changes after action by the Wildlife Conservation Commission. New emergency regulations include a two-day waiting period for non-resident deer licenses purchased during an open season and new licensing requirements for some hunting guides. Commissioners also approve season dates and bag limits for deer, elk, migratory birds, and black bears. Some elk hunting opportunities will expand into the changes as well. Wildlife officials say the new rules take effect immediately. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
I want to introduce you to a great connection, Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are four times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
Fireworks are dangerous when handled carelessly. Each year, thousands are injured and fires are started due to improper use. Even sparklers, often seen as safe, burn at up to 2,000 degrees. That's serious burns in seconds. Read and follow labels, keep a water source nearby, and never relight a dud. Light fireworks outdoors in a clear, open area. Keep kids and pets at a safe distance, and dispose of used fireworks in water or sand, not directly into your trash bin. Never aim fireworks at people, homes, or dry grass. Illegal fireworks are not only dangerous, they will cost you in fines. Brought to you by Major Meredith Herman of the Oklahoma City Fire Department.
One of the best jingles ever written was right after the Bicentennial Celebration, and it was for Chevrolet Motors. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. What they were trying to do is highlight the number one thing in the United States. Number one sport, baseball. Number one food was hot dogs. Number one dessert was apple pie, and the number one car was Chevrolet. And that still is kind of the deal, except maybe, I don't know, salsa's wormed its way in there somewhere as the number one condiment. Although, to talk to the Europeans, you would swear it's ranch dressing, the way they're trying to smuggle it out of the country in gallons. At any rate, Frontier Motors will take care of your Chevrolet or any other vehicle that you have, because they still do things the old-fashioned way. They're at the roundabout on El Reno, at El Reno, on Route 66, at El Reno's Auto Alley. And what I'm talking about is, no, they don't have to look at the dipstick anymore. They don't have to do all those other things to check your fluids. I mean, they still will. But, I mean, if you got a check engine light, it could be a number of things. And they'll hook up the computer and be able to tell right away what's going on. Low pressure light, same thing. Weak battery, they got it. AC, they'll make it colder. Recall for safety issues, they'll make sure. And they do all of that at no charge. The Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net, the website. For all your baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet.
Are you in the military or an employee or civilian working for the federal government? Find out how you can help heal veterans at HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It all starts tonight with the concert in the park. It culminates to the big Liberty Fest parade, which will be the biggest ever on July 4th. And then July 4th night, Liberty Fest fireworks back at the campus of UCO. The First Element is tonight, and it starts right here at the lawn of UCO's Mitchell Hall. I'm Lee Matthews, broadcasting live on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions with a gusty thunderstorm, making for cloudy and humid weather. Thunderstorms may bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail, and flooding downpours. The low will be 71. Moving on to tomorrow, it will start off breezy in the morning. The day will be mostly cloudy and humid with widely separated thunderstorms. The high will reach 89. Tomorrow night, anticipate breezy and humid conditions. The evening will be cloudy with a chance of a strong thunderstorm in some areas, then becoming partly cloudy later on. The low will be 74. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Well, that's appropriate. Lee Matthews in the drive, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. That's Blind Melon, and the name of the song is No Rain, something we've been praying for all day today. This time last year, we were in the midst of a monsoon, and we had to move the concert in the park into Mitch Hall. Not this year. This year, it looks like the rain is going to be later than we anticipated. And it's going to, a good deal of it's going to be to the north of the UCO campus. UCO campus. And therefore, the concert in the park, as you can hear in the background, they're warming up for it right now. So we've got a concert full of patriotic music, free ice cream from Highland. That's going to be handed out very soon. We've got water from our good friends over at Crest. And it's the first official big event of Liberty Fest 2026 on Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews, a part of it, broadcasting live on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. A former manager at Arby's in Broken Bow is facing felony charges
after she allegedly spit on a customer's food. The report was that Amanda Hendricks was captured on video hawk-twying on a sandwich while working the drive-thru. Hendricks, 38, has been booked into the McCurtain County Jail. She's currently facing poisoning food with the intent to injure charges. This is why you got to be nice to the fast food workers. All right? Don't be mean to the fast food workers. Some of them may even think you're being mean or rude when you're not. You don't want them to hawk twa on your roast beef. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And yesterday, I told you that Trump got fed up with some of the rhinos in the Senate and decided to do something about it. So instead of signing the housing bill they wanted him to sign, he elected to just go talk to him at lunch, which he did. It turned out to be an explosive meeting, or so it was said to be an explosive meeting. It was a win for President Trump and his administration as key Republicans flipped on another bid to handcuff the administration's authorities in Iran. The final act before leaving Washington, D.C. for a two-week break, the Senate rejected Democrats' attempt to rein in Trump's war power in Iran as talks continued between Iran and the U.S. to hammer out the long-term peace deal. It was the same war powers resolution Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia that passed over a month ago and stunned Republicans in the upper chamber. Majority Leader John Thune, Senate GOP leaders, and others were pushing forward with budget reconciliation to fund the final piece of government that had been shut down by the Senate Democrats. What seemed like a predetermined outcome just hours after Trump and Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana sparred over the Iran war and the administration's lack of forthcomings with lawmakers during a closed-door meeting to discuss the president's marquee voter ID and citizenship verification legislation known as the Save America Act. Trump argued the GOP and previous war powers resolution, which passed on Tuesday, thanks to the Republicans being absent, hurt the administration's negotiation position with the Iranians. But it also came at a time when speculation was swirling over the nature of Thune and Trump's relationship. No matter what happened, it worked. The coach coming into the locker room at halftime and giving a pep talk worked. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. City of Norman and other entities are named in a lawsuit concerning Norman's Rock Creek Entertainment District. The group taking them to court, Oklahomans for Responsible Economic Development, is accusing them of violating the state constitution. The project's been a controversial one in the past, and Norman is expressing support for sports, a sports venue and entertainment hub. Residents say they believe the measure should have been voted upon since taxpayer dollars are footing the bill, or at least part of the bill. And I agree. Cynthia Rogers said it's really about should the public be paying for this arena or should OU be fundraising and building the arena, making significant contributions like other universities do. Here is OU's part on this. OU is almost insisting, well, we bring all kinds of business into the city of Norman, so I mean, it seems that the city of Norman should reciprocate and build us a nice new sporting facility. Since they've already broken ground on the entertainment district, it's unlikely the lawsuit will pause any development in this early stage of construction, but they feel as though they've got to try. And then there's a new lawsuit against State Farm. And I can't say that I'm surprised. But Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond filed a new lawsuit against State Farm Fire and Casualty, alleging the insurer is engaging in a scheme to deny or underpay hail and wind damage claims by Oklahoma homeowners. According to Drummond's office, State Farm is alleged to have engaged in a pattern of deceptive and fraudulent conduct that harmed policyholders. The Oklahoma Supreme Court heard arguments against State Farm involving a Tulsa family. The petition filed in the Cleveland County District Court cites that State Farm implemented an internal program known as the Hail Focus Initiative, reducing roof replacement, approvals and minimizing claim payments to policyholders across Oklahoma. And they're doing it under the guise of, well, if you had a hailstorm in October and then you had another one in April, well, we're not going to come back and do two repairs in one 12-month period. That's what they're saying. And they're saying contractually they're not obliged to. But that's why you need a good roofer, like the roofer I talk about quite a bit, Mech Roof, on this program on Freedom 969, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. You can hear the orchestra warming up in the background. They're getting ready for the concert in the park. I think they're going to do a couple of warm-up numbers here, but the show starts at 7:30. So you still have time to get home, get your lawn chair, get your cooler, and come on out. I think they're handing out flags. I see some cake over there that looks pretty delicious. Ice cream is going to be served from Highland Ice Cream and Highland Dairy. And we've got water, too, but you can bring your own if you like. You can bring a blanket, and you can bring strollers and wagons, and I even think maybe reasonably behaved pets as well. So the concert in the park on the campus of UCO, just north of the Performing Arts Building, and the parking is available in the same parking lot as Mitchell Hall or across university. There's a parking lot there. Carla writes, Lee, you were talking yesterday or day before, I don't remember what it was, about Dr. Everett Piper, who wrote an article that appeared in the Washington Times on how Gettner Drummond is in Oklahoma and up around Bartlesville. He was president at Oklahoma Wesleyan University for a number of years and also a columnist for the Washington Times over the past several years. He's very well thought of and very well researched. And yes, Carla, I did read part of his article and use part of his evidence because he was right. Basically, his point was, if you're going to vote for Gettner Drummond, you better look at his vote, at his record of money that he's given to various people, one of whom was the Biden administration. Let's see. Elaine writes, Lee, about that dad that went into the ladies' room so that his two girls could go to the bathroom safely. Although I do get how ill at ease people might feel when men come into a woman's bathroom, they're even more so when it comes to men child-rearing, as in they post on Facebook all proud about how they just put a tyke to bed. Women would never do that. When they're late for work, it's okay. Proud dad drove his kid to school. You know what I mean? There's fatigue. A guy just genuinely trying to help his kids in the bathroom when no one else is there? Leave that dude alone. Bunch of ridiculous waste of time. Not like he's wearing women's clothes trying to fool anybody. He's being obvious and straightforward about being a freak dad. I won't say it. Anyway, moms sometimes have the same problem with male children, but the women don't go into the men's. No, they don't, because there are more private receptacles in the women's room. You can bring a little boy in to do his business without disturbing the women. But you don't want to bring your little girls into a filthy men's room. That's why this guy was doing it. And I agree, Elaine. Leave the guy alone. He's being a good dad. But this was in an Alabama QT. The guy was coming home to Oklahoma, I think, for a visit. And somebody from Alabama got all mad at him and made a case out of it. Kevin writes, Lee, you were talking about guns of your father's. I inherited my great-grandfather's Nylon 66. It still drives tax, but it is not for sale. No, Kevin, I haven't sold any of my heirloom firearms, nor do I plan to, ever. But I do want them to stay in shape that they can be fired. So that's why I keep them oiled. I keep them cleaned. And one of them I had to have reboard because it was stored somewhere that was damp and it got rust in it. So I had to have it reboard. Rob writes, Lee, if they would have pulled the trigger 6 years ago, it would have been a lot cheaper to build a new jail. I agree, Rob, but they didn't. Why? Because they kept talking about raising taxes. Brad writes, Lee, more taxes? When is it going to be enough before something happens or somebody happens? What about the data centers? The media and even conservative media are criticizing people for not wanting data centers in their communities. Why? Why do we care if China beats us at data collection? They live under a communistic tyrannical regime. What data does this country need to store, and why? 50% of the data in the internet is outdated or simply wrong. I need a document from a government source, pay for it, and wait weeks. That won't change. The data they say and they speak of can only be illegally searched by constitutional standards and used by corporations and government. Who needs it? Why do they need it? The fact is, they don't. 30 years later, we are finding the Unabomber was correct in his dissertation. His methods were extreme, to be sure, but only to get the attention, because violence seems to be the only method of waking people up that works these days. Future generations will be haunted by the freedom that Americans once had. Brad, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, data centers, we need them for artificial intelligence, not necessarily for data storage. We need them for data processing. So if we don't have the data centers, we can't advance with artificial intelligence. And if we can't advance with artificial intelligence, we can't advance as a society. And we also can't advance beyond the Chinese. And we don't want the Chinese getting so far advanced when it comes to artificial intelligence. They design weapons and other systems that can take us out. We don't need that. Okay. How much data do you need? Well, I just explained about all that. As far as everything that the Unabomber said was correct in his dissertation, okay, so what difference does that make? What difference does that make? He should have been better at exposing what was going on. The man was nuts. He thought killing people was the best way to get this across. It's the same way with, if indeed everything I'm reading about Tim McVeigh was correct, and that Tim McVeigh had uncovered a plot by the FBI to spy on militant organizations like his, why did he not go forward with some kind of whistleblowing to uncover it instead of killing innocent people or trying to kill innocent people? You see, the guy was nuts. There are ways to do this and ways to not do it. And where did he get Timothy McVeigh? Nowhere. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. You can hear them tuning up in the background. They're about to start some practice numbers here at the concerts in the park. People are arriving with their kids and their refreshments and their lawn chairs. You're welcome to do the same. It's the inauguration of Liberty Fest 2026 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Are you eligible for Medicare? Wait a minute, Lee Matthews. What are you saying? That's kind of like saying, are you eligible for Social Security? And if you are, why aren't you on it? No. I'm not trying to say anything about your age. I am trying to say, if you've got something coming to you that you've worked so hard for, like Medicare, you want to make sure you get everything you got coming to you. And the person to help you do that, well, I can't say person, it's persons. It's the group over at the Well Preserved Advisory Group. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and texts. And no, they're not just from your children wanting more money. They are from people wanting you to use them to set up with Medicare. And they're doing it from out of state, in many cases out of the country. Yeah, because they want to rip you off. Don't go with them. Make this phone call the best phone call you can make if you're getting eligible for Medicare. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. That's the number to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. So call 405-848-5790.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with Range Rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The New Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They may try to creep into the technology. Now, I was told that's like treason and you shouldn't be allowed on the ballot if you were going to question the legitimacy of an election. But that's the point. The Democrats are constantly accusing you of what they're doing. Think of how much time they spend calling Republicans Nazis. And now they're telling you to vote for the guy Graham Plattner who has the Nazi tattoo on his chest.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the New Freedom 96.9.
Live on the campus of UCO, it's Lee Matthews. Concert in the Park is tonight. We've got some more woodwinds starting to show up. Got some more brass starting to show up. These are the some of the members of the orchestra. The concert itself starts at 7:30, but people are starting to come in. I think they're going to do a little tune-up here in a minute. Maybe do a dry run through one of the numbers, but basically the show's set for 7:30. Rain is supposed to hold out. They've got about an hour's worth of a program for you. Ice cream will be handed out from our good friends over at Highland. There's water from Crest and all kinds of other goodies, too, from Liberty Fest 2026. It's the first official event. There's several more events to come, like tomorrow, the rodeo at Carl Benny Arena. That'll be tomorrow and Saturday night. Car Show and Park Fest at Hafer Park on Saturday. A Liberty Jazz Fest on Saturday. Liberty Sprint on Saturday at Mitch Park. And then Exploration Edmond on Sunday at Earl's Rib Palace. That's a scavenger hunt. A lot of fun. Then on July 1, Patriotic Trivia at the American Solera. The Patriotic Big Band Show at Edmond History Museum on Friday, the 3rd, week from tomorrow. And then Liberty Fest Parade. They've got a record amount of entries this year. They're all quality entries. And that's going to be downtown Edmond. That parade starts at 9 a.m. Then Liberty Fest Fireworks, 9:30. They're bringing it back to the campus of UCO because of the work that's being done at the other parks. So for the Matthews Mansion, that'll be a lot easier to see. I could see that from my front door, in fact. But a lot of people like that because it's easier to get in and out. If you could just park anywhere in and around the campus of UCO, you'll see the fireworks. They'll have them there for you. So 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Shannon writes, Lee, read my lips, no new taxes. If it says tax, put me down as a no. And the good news, Shannon, is that they were only talking about raising sales taxes to pay for a new jail. The county commission did not even get a second of the motion. The motion was brought up in the meeting. There was no second. So it didn't go any farther than that. It didn't even get to a vote. Rashar says, Lee, good for the Supreme Court. The Second Amendment is not a second-class right. It's about time we had some common sense in this country. The Supreme Court voted 6-3 to strike down the Hawaii Democrat law that heavily restricted gun owners' abilities to bring firearms into businesses like gas stations, restaurants, and stores. Yes, Rashar, thank you. I saw that as well. And let's see. Lion writes, Lee, I know you are a big supporter of Jake Merrick, so I hope you don't mind a little PSA. His GoFundMe has been circulating online in support of the Merrick family. Following the Republican gubernatorial primary race, supporters say they feel Jake Merrick and his family made a great sacrifice in an attempt to become Oklahoma's next governor. Now they need to save their house. So please donate heavily to Jake Merrick's GoFundMe page. Concert in the Park is about to get started, and we will be here for the rest of Liberty Fest. I'll be hosting the parade next Saturday. Hope to see you there. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.